In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's get TK in it. I think, is TK doing the show live from outside? She looks bundled up.
No, she in the,
she
in,
got the
in
jacket and the hoodie on and everything.
It's just cold.
TK. It's nasty out. It's snarly.
Oh, okay. All right.
Good. Snowed? Are you iced in like DeAndre Ayton was up there?
No, it's just rain. More and more and more and more rain.
Oh, what is at the top of the zip? Is that a button? Like, is that button part of the jacket or is that an accessory?
That's an accessory I was given and I just didn't take it off.
I can't tell what it says.
It says game? My very first Rip City Remix game.
Hey, there you go. We saw you. You did that the other day. How was it?
It was great. I was there to see Young Hansen, and because our centers, you know, we got banged on pretty hard for having a bajillion centers that we didn't need. Turns out we need all of them. And because Donovan Klingon and Rob Williams weren't able to go, and so Young, who was supposed to play for the G League team, ended up last minute getting rerouted to Memphis. So I was ending up watching a pit legend, Blake Hinson, and Alex Carr, who I think he played at Kentucky, and really offering a lot of emotional support to them to keep their head up in times where they weren't playing well and they were getting really blown off the court by the South Bay Lakers. And then I got asked to be on the broadcast, which was very nice as well. It was really cute.
Very
That's
cool.
Awesome. Did you do the whole game?
No, I just did like the second quarter.
Oh, okay.
I told them, hey, I'm probably
I was like, that's a tough thing to do on the fly. Like, hey, come call the game with us.
It was more like, hey, we'll just interview you and you can kind of give us your thoughts on the Blazers. I was a little nervous that it would be me interjecting with analysis of this game. I'm like, I do not know these guys.
Hmm. I was just about to ask you, who was the best player you saw?
Probably RJ Davis.
Where's RJ from?
Remember, he and Caleb Love were in a love triangle at North Carolina.
Oh, with the point guard.
Yes. Caleb Love, who's a Blazer, who's actually supposed to be in the G League, and RJ played together at North Carolina, won a championship.
Deja. That's who it was.
Caleb ended up transferring to Arizona because of said love triangle. So probably RJ. Who else was there?
And just to make sure, that was Deja Kelly, right? Who I wish the Aces
was it Deja Kelly?
I thought it was.
Could be Deja Kelly. That's a great. I'm gonna have to.
Yeah, RJ was the point guard, a little light skinned point guard, right? I know him and Deja were dating, so maybe it was a different love triangle. But him and Deja were dating while she was at North Carolina. They were all on Instagram and like that wasn't no secret.
I'll have to check on that.
Basketball
anyway,
players
it was fun.
Have a tendency to be in multiple love triangles, so who knows? Who knows?
I think there was like a secret relationship, and then it was like not secret, and then it was like, I thought you were my boy, and it was like, I'm going to transfer.
Oh.
So that was all the scuttlebutt at UNC. But no, it was good. It was fun. I got a little bit of tea on Alex Sarema, who is now going to be the head coach for the Portland Fire, that him and I think her name is pronounced Vasya, she's the GM for the Fire, and her and Alex have been tight forever, right? Like, they've been working together every stop, pretty much, she's been. And he's currently the offensive, you know, engine for the Cleveland Cavaliers. He was who installed that offense that was number one in the East last year and yada, yada, yada. And so he's supposedly, you know, the head coach of the Fire, but they won't let him go. They won't let him do anything or be involved in the WNBA process at all until April 15th or whatever, when their season ends. So that's absolutely bonkers that he's not going to be involved in any of the, like, pre-draft process, any of the scouting, any of it. It's just wild.
Did you watch any of the Spurs Pelicans last night?
Couldn't say I did.
It's epic. The Spurs are so frustratingly good and loaded with young talent. And the Pelicans are so loaded with young talent, it's infuriating to know how bad that franchise is.
Yeah, they just don't know. What I was watching actually was the Timberwolves game, because I was in a NBC betting battle with someone who thought the Timberwolves could cover 11.5 points against anyone, let alone a very spicy Suns team. And so we got into a little bit of a show bet where I was like, I think the Suns can win outright. And the Suns did win outright. So I don't know. I was just being very petty, so I didn't really bounce around much. I kind of wanted to see how that game ended
Connor
up.
Gillespie.
But yeah, Derek Queen has been awesome.
Mm-hmm.
They could have gotten him in that trade without making that first round pick they gave up unprotected. I really believe that. And so people are going to be like, oh, well, you know, you see how the trade was actually a good trade. And it's like, no, Joe Dumars still effed up.
Yeah, you still have like 4 wins, man. Like, you're still going to have a stunningly high draft pick next year. That's not going to be yours.
Did you see the Shams Charania report about how the Mavs are either going to give him a long-term extension or trade him based on the next 2 weeks of play?
I'm talking about
who's him?
AD?
Anthony Davis. I'm sorry. I don't know why I didn't say Anthony Davis. I don't know why I didn't tell you who I was talking about. That's just wild.
I was like, how did Derek Queen get involved with?
How is he already an extension?
Get to Dallas.
Just, no,
I didn't.
Davis.
Okay. So they're going to extend him or trade him?
Based on the next 2 weeks of how he gels with the team. It would be like if Kenny or you, D'Lo, were like coming to the end of your contract and it's like, in the next 2 weeks, we're going to check on your chemistry and see how you two together are gelling. And if it doesn't look like you're gelling, even though 4 of those days you're off for Christmas, a.k.a. the NBA Cup, we're going to we're just going to trade on you.
No.
That's craziness to me.
What do you think that represents?
Like, I'm off to 11:40.
Yeah.
What do you think that represents? Like, you think this is a true evaluation, or they already know what they want to do?
It doesn't even sound real.
It doesn't sound real. What I think the only way that this makes sense to my brain is Rich Paul saying, listen, you guys need to poop or get off the pot. So it's time for you to decide, are you in the Anthony Davis business or out of the Anthony Davis business? And if you're in the business, we need an extension, or at least a promise of an extension right now. If you're out of the business, you need to trade us right now.
So do we think that report came from Shams, or do we think that report came from Dallas, or did it come from Rich?
I think it came from Rich.
Okay.
Speaking of Rich, Trista, you've seen the Lakers since LeBron came back, right?
Like,
watch the game. I watched them for the first time in a couple weeks the other night, and I was telling Damian, it kind of, tell me if I'm making this up, it stood out to me, or it felt like it stood out to me, that LeBron seemed a little disconnected from the Lakers. Like, he played well. He played really well, but it was just like, I'm just here at work vibes. It wasn't like, this is my squad type
stuff. There was no Taco Tuesday stuff going on.
Nah, he was just like getting buckets and just jogging back down court. Wasn't really communicating. Have you seen that from him in the Lakers, or was that maybe just that game?
I think that's a fair assessment. I think the emotional investment of purple and gold and Bron has been fractured based on the decisions that the Lakers made without talking to him, based on, I don't know if he wanted AD traded or not, but if he didn't, like, that's certainly something that can make you feel a kind of way. I mean, getting Luka is an awesome thing and an awesome result, but just the decision-making pattern of him not being involved and like how tight he and Genie were supposedly going to be or supposedly were. So yeah, I think you saw it when he was even on the bench before he came back from injury. He just didn't seem that excited. When you look at all the Instagram videos that we saw when Anthony Davis first came to LA, and they were just always together outside of the court, like they're together at his house with the family, they're making videos together, they're joking around on the court at practice. I don't see any kikiing. You know what I mean? I just see like a stoic Braun, you know, I'm going to do what I do. I'm going to do my job. And then on top of that, what I thought was fascinating is that this is a team that I think a lot of really smart basketball minds believe can challenge almost anyone in the West based on their offense and their three-headed monster self. And then you've got Rich Paul who says, this team's just not a contender. Like yesterday. This team's just not a contender. Yeah, you're just not going to do it. And I'm wondering, wow, that's like quite a statement in the middle of what has felt like a really awesome start to the year.
Yeah, that is a pretty bizarre thing to say when that Lakers team is playing as well as they are and Austin Reeves is playing the way that he is and they've had a handful of pieces play really well. It's also a really weird thing for an agent to say. They're just not very good. That's fine. It's not real.
What did he say exactly? He's like, yeah, in the playoffs, they can get picked apart pretty easily.
Yeah, what? I was just like, whoa. Why are you saying this right now?
I don't think they have enough to get to the Western Conference Finals. Their style of play will be very easy to defend when you get into the playoffs.
That last line, that's why I texted to you guys, because that last line reeks of, and I could be making something out of nothing, but that reeks of, they're not playing through LeBron anymore. They're playing through somebody else, and that can be picked apart easily in the playoffs.
I don't know. I think Oklahoma City felt like Luka was pretty damaging when they played them in the Western Conference semifinals.
They beat them by 2 years ago. What, 30, two, 3 weeks ago? No LeBron in that game, I don't think, though.
Yeah.
They're beating everybody by 30. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I think like the Mavs were pretty formidable against the Oklahoma City Thunder when they were playing through Luka. So, I don't know. It was hard for them to pick that offense apart. And that was a worse team. I mean, defensively, it was a better team. Mm-hmm. I think the one question mark that I have about the Lakers, what's going to be different about Austin Reeves in the playoffs this year? Why he was so bad in the playoffs, and what has changed? How is that not going to be something that's reoccurring? Because a lot of people thought his contract value had plummeted and that he was kind of like on a prove it year. And then obviously LeBron's out, him and Luka are dos leches. They're going for 40 and 50 pieces. But like when you're talking about picking up full court and you know, defense ticking up in general and really game planning, and Austin Reeves is being circled on the scouting report, they are game planning for you. And then they are picking on you on defense and just putting you in pick and roll situations over and over and over and over and over again. Like it's Mortal Kombat and it's Baraka and it's like leg sweep, uppercut, leg sweep, uppercut. How does that work?
I don't know. We'll find out. I mean, he's good. He's as good as he's been. But yeah, the playoffs are always
Denny?
A different story. Man, he's good. Like
he's better.
He's killing it. But I think
Denny
the answer is yes.
Denny cooking.
I think the answer is yes.
Denny cooking. But Austin, today, Austin Reed better than Denny. And Denny's
Listen,
cooking.
Man, I'm about to tell Denny people are sleeping on your name. Denny's been phenomenal.
He has.
He's good.
Been phenomenal.
Without saying he sucks.
No.
Like, nah, he's good. The question was, is he better than Austin Reeves? I don't think the answer is yes. I think Austin Reeves
been going
is
crazy.
What outside of scoring does Austin Reeves do well?
There is no outside of scoring.
Okay.
He's a little bit of a playmaker. A little bit of a playmaker for others. He orchestrates, runs the offense to perfection.
He's
sometimes
part of the rare, exciting whites duo.
He's part of the Jake LaRavia, rest in peace, Jake LaRavia from the Sacramento Kings, Luka Doncic, Austin Reeves, Tres Leches.
If Jake LaRavia and Austin Reeves both walked in here and you said, which one is that? I'm not sure I could. Like, I'm telling you, Jake LaRavia is walking in and Austin Reeves is walking in, and it's your job to greet them when the first one gets here. I don't know. I just had, what's up, man?
What's up, big dog?
Hey.
They all have equally weird haircuts, too. Luca as well. He's got that, like, Stranger Things 1984 white boy haircut.
Yeah.
Where it's just, it just kind of goes that way.
Are you a big Stranger Things girl?
You know, I hadn't watched it at all until about a week ago when season 5 came out. And I watched all 4 seasons.
Wow.
In that time. And you're talking about episodes that are 2 hours long. I am locked in. Locked in. I have been reading deep dives. I'm watching table reads. I'm staying off season 5 spoilers because I'm going to try to watch it with my mom, maybe, if she gets her stuff together and gets up to speed. I think she's watched all the seasons, but she's not really sure. But I think Christmas is the drop dead deadline where the part 2 of season 5 comes out. You guys aren't, I'm not getting any knowing sound. So I know I'm not, this is not the audience for that.
Yeah, I've seen it. I tuned out, I think they're on 5, right? I think I tuned out in 4. It was a really graphic, like, opening episode. And I just thought, yeah, I think I'm going to take a break. And I just never went back to it. But I've watched it. I enjoyed it.
It's a good show.
Yeah, I always get a little jealous when something like this happens and everyone, like, the collective seems to be so excited for it and talking about, like, the movie theater finale. And it's like, oh, it was like you guys talking about SpongeBob earlier. This sounds so exciting, and I just feel left out.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Well, you don't have joy in almost anything. So I get it. You know, like you just don't find joy. You just, you're a grinder, D-Lo. Like even when you're at your most ecstatic level, I think you're about two or three ticks below the normal human being in terms of joy capacity.
Hmm. That was definitely a shot, but like that's all right, that's fine. That's
no, I am
fine.
That way too. Like honestly, I am that way. My mom said, what did she say to me today? Oh, I was talking to somebody on the phone, like a service worker, and my mom's like, wow, that woman loves her job, she is so happy, she just enjoys life. You're not even close to that level of joy, and you absolutely love your job, and you have like a dream job. I'm like, yeah, I just don't experience the same high highs as like normal people. So I'm not saying it as a shot. I'm saying it as like I've observed you.
I see.
You've been like, oh my God, I'm so happy about this, and it's like every other signal tells me maybe not.
Huh.
Huh.
Okay. Well, I guess I will search for my joy. It's
no,
not going
to
come. I'll say this.
Four.
It's not going to come from Stranger Things.
Or the Kings.
Like, I can, it sure as hell is not coming from watching professional basketball in Sacramento.
Definitely not.
I would have had it. You know what? Here. I would have had that joy if the Sacramento Kings had beat the Washington Wizards when I brought my entire family out to the Golden 1 Center at Christmas time 2 years ago.
Never forget.
But that was robbed of me, Trista.
I saw that the Scott Perry's now repeddling, rechanging the narrative 3 to 5 years to get this thing back on track now. Is
Scott
that right?
Perry never did anything of the sort. Scott Perry.
Who said that? I saw that on Twitter.
No, he said that. But he never said anything other than that since he got here.
Yeah, Scott has never insinuated, oh, guys, here we go. He has been very strategic with the way he has talked about this basketball team through his introductory press conference and through Doug's introductory press conference where Scott did most of the talking. So he's been very careful about how he's talked about this team.
Yeah, it sounds like he's the only one who really knows what's going on, right? There's a lot of hopium within the organization and like, well, if we could just do this, we're really close, or, you know, we had that beam team year and you don't get it, we can get back to that. And it does feel like he's the only realist, maybe like slightly cynical, but I think that's probably his perspective is 100% right, because there's not that many players on the team that you're super excited about and the roster lacks cohesion and you wonder like, okay, what are we doing with the picks and how are we developing our players and how do we make sure those players don't walk out the door or we trade them?
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't
throw some of them out the door.
And how do we throw some of them out the door? There.
I think a lot of it's funny you say that, like people in the building and stuff like that. I'm not sure if I know anybody in the building outside of Scott. Who else would be feeling any different in that building besides Scott Perry? It's like Scott Perry, coaching staff.
Wait, feeling different than
Scott does. Because so, Trista's like
maybe Vivek,
Vivek ain't even around.
That's what it appears. Which I'm
that
sure.
Doesn't mean he'll be gone forever. I'm just saying, like he seems.
So he's not at games anymore. He's not walking around with his, you know, Jordan ones on or his Gucci sneakers, parlaying, dapping people up anymore. He's not doing that.
Gamma 11.
I don't really be on Vivek watch. The last time I went, I did. I didn't look for Vivek. I looked for somebody else and didn't see that somebody else and thought, oh, that was interesting. Then the next time I went, that somebody else was back. So
who
I'm not.
Are you looking for?
I'll text you. Like I
got
just.
It.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what Vivek does. You go more than I do. Is he still?
I haven't paid attention.
He's still around. Yeah, I just. I mean, that it is a thing to keep your eye on what. There are a lot of media people who watch Vivek's reactions to stuff. I don't.
Yeah.
Do you foresee, this is maybe like the cynic, the like get to the end of the road right away person, but do you foresee a scenario where Vivek would ever give up the goose and sell to a more capable owner?
No.
No.
Never. He's wrapped up in it emotionally.
Why would he?
He's making money too.
Well, also there's a large payout. I mean, Genie just sold for an absurd amount of money. True. So you're getting a big valuation change just based on like whoever's the last NBA team sold is going to get a lot of money.
I don't know that Vivek cares about money.
Oh, he doesn't care about money.
Well, I don't. So like, I'm trying to think like, I don't know that Vivek is like, oh, I need to increase my, you know, I mean, his net worth is his net worth. I need to increase my liquidity. I don't know that that's him. Like he lives, he's comfortable. He strikes me as someone who would might rather prefer to hand the franchise down to someone in his family than sell it.
Keep it in the family.
Could be wrong. But there's nothing about Vivek that streams extravagance and I need to show my wealth. Like he shows up in jeans and king's attire. I just don't think that's him.
And to that point, Vivek aside, like I don't, if I owned an NBA team or any professional team in the major three leagues, why would I ever sell? Like, yeah, I could get $10 billion like Genie did. I could. And that's a reason to do it. But I'm making $500 million a year. Like,
let's stop for a second. You just kind of Genie just made $10 billion.
Yeah,
if you're into that sort of thing,
yeah. But I'm rich.
But are you?
I'm hella rich. Yes, and the money keeps coming in.
I don't think you are. What do the Lakers have? What is Jeannie Buss has the
Jeannie's
Lakers?
Not rich. Really.
The low key thing. She's not poor, right, to be clear. But in terms of like NBA owners, rich,
she's
is not
one of the poorest owners.
She's
in
not
all
at
the
all.
NBA.
The franchise is what is worth something,
definitely,
and that's how she's rich. It's like Mark Davis. Mark Davis was not wealthy until he started selling off pieces of the Las Vegas Raiders.
Fact.
That's how he became wealthy.
There are no other sources of income.
Right.
For the Buss family other than the Lakers.
Most owners are already wealthy. Genie was not. Neither was Mark.
Her dad finessed his way into basically making a trade of like one building for a struggling franchise and built it to what it was. He was never on the level of like, I mean, obviously he's not on the level of Steve Ballmer or Mark Cuban, but he's not on the level of even Dan Gilbert, where Dan Gilbert was a real estate icon or a real estate mogul, or even Matt Ishbia, who made his money in real estate as well. Like they've only made their money through the Lakers. She needed to sell the Lakers in order to be financially liquid or stable. That was why they were always so cheap and did things in a way where it's like, this is a mom and pop shop type of operation.
I understand completely what you guys are saying. She is not on the same level as the Warner Group that.
No,
she's not. But she was fine in life.
No, she was fine.
She was sure. Fine.
Like, and
but
I'd be good.
You're okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying. Like, So this is often like the discussion we have. Like, for me, and it's easy for me to say right now because I'm not in that world, so I don't know. But the money isn't the end all be all. Like, if every year I'm bringing in $250 million And that's what I get to keep. That's what I, you know, that's what I net after all my expenses and stuff like that every single year. And I own a professional franchise. Like, I don't need to sell that. I don't feel like I would need to sell that franchise to have $2 billion. Life is good. I'm making $250 million a year. I own a professional franchise. Those are the things that are important to me, too, right?
I don't think any franchise owns that.
I'm just saying, like, I'm just throwing out numbers.
Like, yeah, those numbers are terribly unrealistic.
If I was bringing in $10 million a year, if I was bringing in $10 million a year.
The Lakers generate around about $170 million to $199 million in operating income. And that is not without taking into account the player expenses that eat into that or what you need to do to remain competitive outside of that. So I'm looking just at their, like, they have a lot of revenue, but then you got to pay people too and break all the buses off every year. You got to reinvest a lot of that back into the Lakers so that you're not operating at a cash flow loss. Like, I don't actually think the Lakers were doing that great at all outside of the fact that they're the most valuable or one of the most valuable franchises in terms of their brand value. But that doesn't help you until you sell the team. Like, yes, jersey sales are huge, Staples Center, but you got crypto. There's a lot of mouths to feed and to pay.
That's the killer too. They didn't own.
Yeah,
the
that's
arena.
There on the arena. Yeah, that is absolutely the biggest killer.
Vivek.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about this before. We think Vivek at least has ownership in the building.
Yeah,
he may not own it outright, but yeah, that was a killer for Jeannie and the Buss family.
Yeah, it's rough. Super rough.
How did we get to the Lakers and their?
Because she asked if Vivek would ever sell.
Oh,
and
that's
I said
why.
For what? Because I would never sell. Never sell.
Well, Jeannie, I mean, there have been a lot of. I think there's another. I don't even know if the sale that's in my head has even been announced yet. But I think there's another franchise that's going up for sale.
The Pacers are going up for sale.
Okay, you said it. That's the one that I have heard for like 6 months, is that the Pacers are going up for sale, and it feels like we've had kind of a disproportionate amount, and maybe it's cashing in.
Mm-hmm.
Like sports franchises are at, it feels like an all time high, and that would be the only reason to do it.
Yep.
Is cash out, go live your life. But kind of to your argument, he's already doing that. And I don't think the Sacramento Kings are making even a fraction of what the Los Angeles Lakers would make, regardless of how many people they have to pay. He also has other ventures outside
Definitely.
Of the Sacramento Kings. So I think, unlike most people using the money that they earn doing something else, obviously he earned enough money to be the majority buyer of the Sacramento Kings or to become eventually the majority owner of the Sacramento Kings. But he's used that to Doko, the buildings at Doko, the buildings around, you know, downtown, all of the different other things that he's done. He's used the Sacramento Kings to create wealth outside of just the organization. Whereas most people, I guess, drill oil holes in Texas. Wait for what was it called again?
Okay.
I thought you were going to tell me what it was called again.
I didn't know what they were called. I was just waiting for you to tell me.
Jerry will tell you.
Jerry will tell you. Landman, by the way, excellent show. If you want a propaganda show for the oil industry, Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy
is excellent.
Bob, yeah.
You know what I love about Billy Bob Thornton? He's on a commercial, and it's like there is something pretty dope about having a voice that is just so distinctive. You know instantly, oh, that's Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah.
It's not like I have a long list of Billy Bob Thornton movies on my, you know, playlist.
I just remember two.
But the second I know which one you remember the most.
Yeah, I know which one as well.
I said two. Bad Santa's one of them.
Bad Santa for sure. Bad Santa for sure. Every brother knows who Billy Bob Thornton is from Monsters Ball.
Bad Santa, Monsters Ball, and Angelina Jolie getting out of the limo and on the VMAs. That's where I know Billy Bob Thornton.
I don't think I remember that.
Oh, that was.
He had her twisted over, dog. She had his blood and her blood in a vial around her neck.
Mm.
That's where they were at.
They were on their way to the VMAs, and you talking about she was twisted. She got out of that limo talking crazy.
The Celtics have won 5 straight, and they're now up to 15-9. The Los Angeles Lakers, who you, I think, kind of shredded a moment ago, prior to you shredding me, are 17-6. Which one of those two teams do you think is more real in their respective conference?
That's such a good question.
Because we're having Jason Tatum back after Christmas conversations right now as it pertains to the Boston Celtics.
And I think that is probably a little bit presumptuous, but shout out to the Celtics for figuring out a way to still be a competent offense. This is a top 5 offense in the NBA right now.
That's more than competence. That's good.
That's craziness.
Yeah.
That's absolutely bizarro world. I ended up meeting this guy at Summer League last year. His name is Ross McMaines. And his dad actually told me this because he wouldn't really like take full credit for it. But he's the one who Joe worked with to sort of rebuild and retool the offense to what we saw in the championship year. He's been there for a minute. And we talked a lot over dinner because we ended up just being at like a restaurant at the same time at a bar. And he was like, I think our offense is still going to be good. And I was like, I think you're tripping. Like, you have nobody. Honestly, I don't see it at all. You don't even have a center. You lost everybody. And he's like, no, just watch. I think we're going to be able to figure it out. And that's even, I don't even know what we're going to get from Anthony Simons. So I think that he's obviously brilliant. Joe is a crazy man. But really, I think it's Jaylen Brown being a lot better than we've ever given him credit for. Just as like a player in terms of how skilled he is. Because I think the general consensus was that Jaylen Brown's only skill was being next to Jason Tatum. And that because Jason Tatum generates so many double teams, he just gets whatever he wants. And if he ever became the focal point of an offense, he would not be able to do anything close to what he did next to Tatum. Wasn't that kind of like the rap on him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So is that conversation going to start again? That those two can't be together?
It shouldn't. I mean, I think it forever shouldn't once they won that championship.
I feel like it. Yeah. I feel like it was happening last year. Yeah,
they were on their way last year and ran into the Knicks or blew those 2 leads in the first 2 games.
I think it just depends on what JB wants. I think this is an important year for him. I'm not saying it's Harden-esque, but if he ever wants to be the man, I think we all see that he can be.
Can he take this team?
Take it?
Yeah.
Maybe. Do I think that Tatum would ever play second fiddle? I actually do. I think that's a core piece of his personality where he's not like a super egotistical guy. I think Tatum's like the ultimate team guy, almost to the point where we shred him over that because he doesn't want to be the one to put his head down and go to the rack. He wants to shoot those, you know, tween, step back, 30-footers contested. Maybe it becomes JB's team. Maybe it becomes like you build the offense around him and see what you get. And maybe that helps out with Jason Tatum's recovery timeline and his ability to stay healthy, like post Achilles tear. There's a lot of issues around that. And on top of that, JB was hampered all year long. I don't think any of us knew until we saw either him get the surgery or watch starting 5, but his knee was effed up the entire year. He was dealing with swelling, had to get it cleaned up, and now he's fully healthy. So, yeah, I think, like, truthfully, his personality makes more sense as the alpha for this team now that we know he can do all those things.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's just tough. It's just tough because Tatum's the better player. Like, he's better. I believe he can do more consistently on both ends of the floor than Jaylen Brown. Slightly, though. Slightly, because
you want to get in on this.
Jaylen Brown is a real dude.
Celtics fan is Tatum better than Jaylen Brown?
Yeah, I was talking Jaylen Brown MVP yesterday, but once Tatum walks back in, I think it's his team again.
Maybe
he playmakes a little bit more and he's involved that way. But I mean, you have Jaylen Brown, I guess, run a little bit, I guess, get more involved scoring wise. But like, yeah, that's Tatum's team.
That's the tough part to like TK's point though, because everything that TK said, it makes perfect sense and it's spot on. But it's just tough to look at it and be like, it's JB's team when we all know Tatum. Well, we don't all know, but we all feel like Tatum is the best player. Like, how's it?
Can it be both of their teams? Aren't we the point where they kind of like, they've said it as much, like they need each other?
Yeah, I think they figured it out, man. I think they did.
I feel like it can.
Yeah, I feel like it's what kind of pass, whose team is like, it's both of their teams at this point.
Yeah, I think they figured it out. I feel like they have.
I think it's a huge respect thing for JB this year because you can't say any of those things anymore. That the only reason that he's as successful as he is because he's the second fiddle, or he's the Robin to Tatum's Batman, because this is a team that doesn't have nearly the amount of talent on it that we've seen the Celtics have over the last half decade. They decimated their entire roster of everyone except for JB and Derek White. Yeah. Everyone else is gone. And yet this is the top five offense in the NBA. They've won 5 straight in a wide open Eastern Conference to the point where we're wondering, if Tatum comes back, can this be a finals team? So regardless of whose team it is from now on, none of the little idiots on any of the 4-letter or 3-letter networks can disrespect JB's name and say he has no bag or he could never be the alpha, the number one, and that the only reason he's as good as he is because he plays next to Tatum. That's dead.
Now, yes and no, because it's still December.
Like, it's still December.
If this happens, Tatum don't come back and they get bounced in the first round, you're not as good.
Absolutely not. That is absolutely false. If you were to swap out, if JB was out this whole year and Tatum couldn't get him past the first round, that would be not held against him. This team has nobody. Nobody. If he doesn't get past the first round, I don't think it's an indictment on him at all.
I don't know. I don't think it would be an indictment on him, but it also wouldn't prove that he could do this without Tatum.
Like, what if they're a three seed in the East without Tatum?
That's great. Like, JP is that dude, but it doesn't, if you lose in the first round, that doesn't prove that you can be the guy without a guy like Tatum next to you. I feel like the same scenario will go the other way. Like, if Tatum didn't have JB all year and got bounced in the first round regardless of how the regular season goes, it doesn't prove that he don't need Jaylen Brown.
Couldn't you just say, I'm not saying he doesn't need him. I mean, we need players on the team that are high quality in order to get through the playoffs. But you can't say that, like, oh, the only reason Jaylen Brown is any good is because he benefits to being next to Tatum. No. Because Giannis hasn't gotten past the first round when guys around him have been injured. And we're not saying that Giannis can't be the man or lead a team. We're saying Giannis is the best top four, top five player in the NBA right now and that everybody wants him.
You're right, but that's because Giannis has done it. Like, he's been to the mountaintop. So there ain't no question anymore.
After they got Jrue Holiday.
Jrue Holiday was a piece to Giannis's house. Like, Giannis and was
once
the house.
Once Jrue Holiday bounced, the house crumbled. So it's the same situation.
But Giannis is done. Like, yeah. Well, we question if Giannis can be the number one on a championship team. Like, he's done it.
No, we're talking about who needs who, right? Like, you're saying
Jrue Holiday needs Giannis to win a championship.
Sure.
Giannis doesn't need Jrue Holiday. You can find somebody Jrue Holiday's caliber and they will win if you have Giannis on there.
I disagree. I think complementary pieces. I'm not saying that's anything against Giannis, but I think that complementary pieces you need. Right. And like, I don't think anyone can really do it alone, but I don't think we can disparage JB anymore to say the only reason he gets buckets is because he's not circled on the scouting report. Not that he is a true number one or is the alpha or he's better than Tatum, any of those things. We just can't say, well, you're actually not that good. The only thing you really are good at because you're next to Tatum.
That was blasphemy. You got lucky. Whoever said that, blasphemy.
Let's end there. Trista Crick.
Damian's got his feelings hurt. Like, I was just kidding. I'm going to have to text him later. Chatty House, tell him I was just kidding. Tell him I was just kidding.
You said I have no joy in life.
I was just kidding. I said it was muted joy.
I'm going to have to watch the tape back. I don't think that's what you said. I think that's what you went back to. When you saw I was a bit jarred by the remark of I have no joy in my life.
I'm going to have to call Katie. We're going to have to speak this up.
What's his name? What's his name?
Gary. No, Squidward.
Is this Squidward?
Squidward's just big, like, like, blah. Man.
All right. Well.
See, he even sounds like him right now. Chat, help me out. Clean it up.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.